I've been mentioning several times this week, of course, that the food show is on in Wellington from tomorrow at Westpac Stadium through until Sunday. Now, among the ideas, and there's all sorts of demonstrations going on, all sorts of talks that'll be going on over the next 3 days as well about what you can do with food, about recipes, about ideas that may be a bit, little bit left field. There's one that certainly caught my eye as a lover of both, both food and beer and cider. Jordan Adam is a chef at Cuba Street restaurant Grill Meets Beer. And he's hosting a workshop over the weekend at the food show talking about using beer and cider when you're cooking. And it was very intriguing. I just wanted to find out how it can be done and what the advice is. Jordan Adam, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, where did this idea come from?
I've done a few beer matching with food with Tuatara and a few other companies as well. And it's coming more and more these days to be a thing to do, I suppose, is using the alcohol in your food.
and how do you work out what type of alcohol and how do you work out what type of food works with that type of alcohol?
Oh, it's all about taste and trial and error, I suppose. Can't say no to a good beer or a good feed, can you?
Okay, so what kind of food are we talking about?
So at the food show I'm doing IPA, so Good George's IPA, Beer Battered Scallops. And I'm doing that, I'm trying to do an Asian style on it, so it's with wasabi mayonnaise and wakame, seaweed salad, fish roe and all of that. And then with their cider, their Doris Plum cider, I'm doing a cheesecake with that. So it's going to be Doris Plum cheesecake with orange curd, chocolate shards and pistachio crumb.
Goodness me. How much of this is going on? I mean, you say that a lot of it's trial and error, but in terms of the idea of using alcohol in food, is it becoming more popular?
Alcohol's used in quite a lot of food, restaurant food especially. That's probably why it's so rich as well. But I find, if you think about it, all your pastas and all of that, they've got white wine in them, they've got all different types of alcohols are used in a variety of things. So I just don't think many people know that.
Well, yeah, that's right. It'd be hard for some people to say, look, I should be pouring beer into my food.
Yes, it is.
How do you get over that?
It's all about what you are cooking at the end of the day. So doing braises and all of that kind of stuff, and your ribs, you know, bourbon ribs, bourbon barbecue ribs, it's all used in everyday food, I think. So
when you talk about trial and error, how many times do you work on a recipe and try and work out, oh, a little bit less of that, little bit more of that would make it better?
I've got a bit of a knack, to be honest. I've got a bit of an eye for it, but no, it does take a couple of times. You can't do everything right the first time, can you? So that's what the good guinea pigs are for, the front of house staff, you know.
So you practice, and yep. I was going to ask, who do you use as the people who have to trial? These are people who you work
yeah,
with and say,
yes,
rightio.
Usually, yep.
Restaurant's closed now, here's something I want you to try.
Yep, exactly. And they have no hesitations when it's a cheesecake.
Oh, I'm sure they wouldn't. In terms of beers that go into food, are there types of beer that work a lot better with food than others?
There is, like, Guinness is used quite a lot in the Guinness buys, you know, stuff like that, and your stews. And I think it's just comes down to preference as well. You can use any alcohol in any type of food. It all depends if it goes together.
Yeah.
If it goes together at the end of the day, you're fine.
And you're presenting a workshop on Saturday at 1:45 of the food show.
I sure am.
What you are teaching, is this something which you reckon people could do at home, or is it something that you're more likely to get at a restaurant?
Definitely you can do it at home. It's everyday kind of food, and that's what I'm going to show. I don't have much time to do what I'm doing, and hopefully people will take it away and take it on board and... Yeah.
Good on you. You're quite a fan of raw food as well?
Yes, I have got into the raw side of things. I was in Australia for 8 years and it's huge over there. And just coming back to New Zealand, we're very behind and there's a bit of a market for it. So I'm trying to put my head down and bum up and get some pennies behind me and open my own place.
And when we talk about raw food, what kind of food?
So I used... my business was filling up cabinets for cafes around the Gold Coast.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be your raw cheesecakes, energy balls, Snickers slices, all of those,
yeah.
Paleo, vegan, raw.
Okay, and is that more healthy, or is that a sort of trend in the way that people are wanting to eat?
Yes, it is a health side of things, superfoods, and yeah. You know, you're gluten free, refined sugar free. Because I'm a type 1 diabetic myself. That's okay. Where of how I've come along this path.
Yeah.
So I try to do that. Yeah,
very good. So I was just going to ask you, as a chef, how important is an event like the food show to Wellington in terms? Because I've broadcasted this program from here for the last 3 or 4 years from there on the Friday, and just
yep. The
numbers of people who go along. There is so much fascination with new ideas, isn't there?
There is, and I think that's why it is so big, because people are so intrigued.
Mm.
And also, it has been going for a long time, this food show. I've done 2 competitions there this is 10 years ago. So it has got a lot bigger and better, but I hope it sticks around. It's good for Wellington.
Indeed. And there wouldn't be a better city in the world, certainly in the lower part of the world, at least anyway, where you would want to be using things like craft beers and the availability of food and fresh produce in Wellington. I mean, you're pretty much in the perfect city for that.
Yeah, I am. And that's what it's all about these days, is fresh food and healthy food. So if that just gets into some of the people at the Wellington Food Show, you know, and they take that on board, then doing something right.